Time for music, and the story of an intern who ended up a rising star.
Don't you think I know you're only trying to save yourself?
Now, since we cover a lot of music on this program, our staff gets a lot of emails and packages from record labels, and those packages are often put together by interns. And it turns out, one of those young people sending us those packages in recent years, very likely the musician Sharon Van Etten. 7 years ago, she was an aspiring songwriter in Tennessee, but she had no idea how the music industry worked. So she moved to the New York City area and took an unpaid internship working for a label called Bada Bing Records.
I started doing mail orders and then learned my way around the music blogs. I didn't know what a music blog was at the time.
You were basically the person who was sending me all those emails that I get in my inbox every hour.
Sorry.
The cripplingly shy Sharon Van Etten toiled in anonymity during the day and then performed at clubs at night, and her boss, Ben Goldberg, had no idea she aspired to record for his label. What did you do? Did you just go up to him one day and say, can you listen to my stuff? Is that what you did?
No. I actually got called out because I never invited him to my shows and I didn't tell him I did music.
And so he found out that you were doing this?
Yes, and he yelled at me that I didn't invite him to his show.
Goldberg loved what he heard, and he agreed to release Van Etten's breakthrough album, Epic. The critics raved about the confessional quality of the lyrics and the bold surges of sound. It made her a buzz name in the world of indie rock. Sharon Van Etten's got a new record coming out on Tuesday, and the accolades are already rolling in. It's called Tramp. The music website Pitchfork writes, "Matters of mistrust, isolation, and uncomfortable togetherness dominate Tramp, rolling through every track like a sick, creeping fog." And that about sums up Sharon Van Etten's songs.
I would say they are personal, and they come from experience, whether it be my own experiences or my friends' experiences, but they're mostly love songs. And it's supposed to be a conversation with the listener in a general enough way where they can relate to it and not feel so alone.
I want to ask you about a track on the record. It's called Ask.
Let's try to do the best we can. I think I need more than the flowers and letters, man. It's not that I don't try, it's that you want again. And it hurts too much to laugh about it.
It sounds like it's an example of what a lot of people love about your music. You know, the person in this song is coming from a pretty wounded place. In an interview you gave recently, you said that sadness isn't an emotion that most cool bands want to talk about. So why are you so comfortable talking about it?
Because when I write, it's to heal. It's my own self-therapy so that I don't actually feel sad all the time. The only thing that's really helped me get through some really hard times is just being able to write and express. It's very cathartic for me, and I'm hoping that by writing and performing for other people that it affects them the same way.
What's striking about this record is that some of it is, as we've heard, you know, quite sad and touching, and then parts of it like rock. And there's a song, Serpents, and that song, man, that song completely rocks.
That was one of the first songs I ever wrote on electric guitar when I wasn't telling anyone I was playing electric guitar.
Why weren't you telling anyone?
Because I didn't know how to rock at all. And so when no one was home, I would just turn on my amp and play guitar as loud as I could. And whenever I got upset, I would sing. But at the time, I was trying to write more, my songs were more sad, and I I don't feel comfortable being angry, but then I'm learning that it's okay to have all of those things if you don't direct it at someone.
I mean, I read that when you were an intern at that label, I mean, you were really quiet, and people just sort of assumed that you were kind of quiet, and you're little, right?
I'm a little.
So you were sort of nervous to kind of just rock out because you thought it would, I guess, challenge what people thought of you?
I guess, and I feel like I was a lot more insecure. I had a lot of social anxiety. I didn't really know myself very well, and I never lived in a city, so a lot of things were just happening really fast, and I didn't even know how I felt about things as they were happening, and I didn't know what I was doing, so I was figuring out a lot. But I'm a lot more secure than I used to be. The more I do music, the more confident I become, and I think these new songs show that.
That's singer and songwriter Sharon Van Etten. Her new record is called Tramp, and it comes out on Tuesday. For the next couple of days, you can hear every track from the album for free at our website, nprmusic.org. Say I'm all right.